This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
You are listening to Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Your radio compass on the road to true living.
Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. with Renette Myburgh. Finding God's truth for the way forward together.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on this wet Thursday. I'm sure we haven't seen the weather like this in many, many years. But I just want to welcome you this afternoon. You know that this is the program where we often speak about issues and get wisdom and guidance from, so many of our amazing guests. And I'm so thrilled to have Pastor Jaco Smuts from Lofdal International with us this afternoon. He has got a powerful, profound message for us this afternoon. And he is part of, he speaks our language. We are a Christian community station, and Lofdal has got such a massive heart for community and outreach. So he is right in the slipstream of what we would like to present this afternoon. And he's part of a very caring team. He has a great team that pastors, and he's an assistant pastor at Lofdal for the last 27 years. I cannot believe. I mean, I remember when you were young, when you started out, and I cannot believe how time has flown. But with a powerful team, he leads the humanitarian and the outreach programs and the relief programs. So welcome, Pastor Jaco, we can't wait to hear what you've got to share with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Renette, and good afternoon, listeners. It is an awesome privilege to just be here today, and I believe that together we're going to see God move in this hour.
Amen, amen. But we're going to listen to Oceans of Your Heart, and our topic today is actually about how are we guarding our hearts in this season of, with such unprecedented and so many things happening around us. But God teaches us how to look after and guard our hearts. So Pastor Jaco's special message is around this topic. So how is this that we're going to listen to Anya and Henrika about Oceans of Your Heart? I mean, God has just so ordained this song for us this afternoon. So we're going to just join him straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And if you've just joined us, I can tell you now, you must go on Facebook. We are live as we speak, and we have got a remarkable guest in the studio with us. I'm so excited to have Pastor Jaco Smuts from Lofdal International in the studio with me this afternoon. He has got one powerful message that you cannot miss. You have to stay with us. But we are also just wanting to mention that we are, since the 1st of July, we have gone independent, and we are standing on our own two feet. So Cape Pulpit is now on our own two feet, and we have got to support our station mission that we are busy embarking on, and we really wanting to encourage you to become media missionaries with us as we go into this wonderful, exciting season that we are stepping into. So to sustain the gospel on air, our dedicated Christian community station requires your support to stay on its mission. Your donations will help us keep sharing God's word and making a meaningful impact in our local communities. Let's unite to support our station and keep the airwaves filled with hope and love. Donate today and be the light that keeps our station vibrant. WhatsApp to 081-729-1657, SOS, your name and the amount. You will receive the banking details if it is the first time that you send a message to our line. You will receive the Papier declaration so that Cape Pulpit can comply with legislation. Also follow the link https://capepulpit.co.za/SOS to make your donation easier with the choice of platforms. There's PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and so much more. But you're welcome to contact us, and we can let us direct you to the way that you can become media partners with us. That will be such a pleasure. And those that have actually been partnering with us, you are welcome to, you know, if you have your banking, we can give you the correct banking details for you to partner with Cape Pulpit on its own. So please contact us and or SMS us, and you're welcome to join us, a new media partner. So I just want to encourage you this afternoon. Keep us on the on the air and partner with us. And we have got Pastor Jaco Smuts this afternoon. Pastor Jaco, you have been traveling globally. I mean, you will minister, your whole team ministers globally. And you've just come back from Uganda, and you shared with us the other night that it was just a new level of hunger. And, you know, we get so stressed and so bent and buckled by the news, by the changes, by COVID, by all the things and the impacts. And who are we supposed to be in these times? You know, we are so heavy burdened, and we get so fearful and at such unprecedented and perilous times. You mentioned about guarding our hearts. What does that look like?
Thank you so much. I loved how you said media missionaries, which is so up our alley and what we stand for, especially being part of an organization that reaches out to not just our local community, but also, and I made the joke the other morning while ministering, I said that Loftel International truly feels like an international airport.
Yes, where people all over the place.
Where people are coming in and flying out. And we truly believe that, especially with what we've been entrusted within our communities and globally, like you just said, returning from Uganda and also heading back to United States, one searches not just your own heart, but you're searching God's heart for the people.
Yes.
And beginning 2024, what we did was is we made a bold declaration saying that this is the year of the great harvest.
Amen.
And that is what we're seeing now. Job comes in Job 22 and says, "Thou shalt decree a thing and it'll be established." And now it's the searching of one's heart. What is the part, the role that one should play in all of this? And making, yes, this big statement and then bringing it, railing it in. And we've said that it's not just, you know, the great harvest globally that has to come in, but also to where it's our city and, you know, being in Cape Town,
yes.
We come and we proclaim and say our city, our responsibility, but then taking and making it smaller to where we know that it's not just a personal vision or mandate that has been laid on our hearts, but then vision grows from, for instance, a family to a church, and from a church as we're faithful to a community, and then as we are trusted from the community, we move to the city. And what we've said to God was, is that how is it and what is it that we should do? And now what we do at Loftel is, yes, whatever our hand finds to do, we do. And we
are so busy. And my word.
We are surrounded by need constantly. And we have a place and said, let's not be focused on the need, but let's be focused on what is it that God wants us to do. So we made it small and it's a big statement. And that's where we landed on Wednesday night last week. Wednesday, speaking about guarding one's heart. And we've been journeying at the church at Loftel, been speaking about faith. And you cannot speak about faith and not touch on our dedication to prayer, our dedication to getting to love the Word of God again.
Mm.
And also, one cannot move from there and not speak of worship. And then the moment you start speaking about those aspects, which seems so basic to some, you know, I'm a firm believer that I can boldly confess that I'm a pastor amongst the pew, a pastor amongst the people, and that I'm there to feed sheep, not the giraffes, you know,
yes.
With a big, big, humongous revelations. But how is it that I take the word to work? Then Proverbs comes and said that I need to keep my heart with all diligence. I need to guard my heart, for from it springs forth the issues of life. And immediately one wants to come and think about how do I guard, how do I protect my heart? And we hear about all these things, you know, fight, flight, freeze mode, that, you know, all the things that people do to guard themselves. And actually in the presence of God, especially when searching your heart, you can now uncross your arms and know that when guarding one's heart, not just the flesh, the blood pumping heart, but my whole being, who I've been created and called to be in this time, I search my heart and say, you know, the parable of Matthew and Mark and Luke, and we've been journeying through the word together as a congregation where we've started reading the New Testament two chapters per day, and everybody's just united with reading, you know, and saying that this, the rest of the year is going to be the best of the year. And we have been guarding and looking and searching at our own and looking at our own hearts, our motives. What is the seeds that has fallen into our hearts? Now, circumstances wants us to focus on it. Every day, something's tugging at your heart to get your worship. And even, you know, when we look at worry, what is worry? Worry is taking you out of the moment, but it's also worshiping the issue or the problem at hand.
Sure.
But God wants us to focus, to have our eyes be locked to Jesus Christ, the author, the finisher of our faith. This is how we will see the big statement, the big declaration, the big mandate, you know, of this year, the mighty harvest, the great harvest to come in. As I behold him, I become like him. Whatever my eye looks and is hooked to will multiply.
Yes, Lord.
So I cannot be looking and repeating the problem. God's presence is in this moment. He comes and he says that I want to pour my power not into the problem. I want to pour my power into my presence. So seek me with all your heart. And that is what I believe that as a church, as a community, as a faith community, as people that's loving God and searching our hearts, we come and we refocus. We come and we say, no, let's put our focus where our focus needs to be, because situations and circumstances can easily draw you away from what it is that is needed. And we know that it's not the need that we should be motivated by, but the word in this moment. Yes. Worship him. And search your heart and make sure that if there was seed that fell into your heart, to be detoxed from it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
To be detoxed from it. And, you know, it's like we're so easy, even as ministers and being not just involved, seems such, you know, still be outside, but to be part of a family and a body work, working together for the last 27 years, what I've seen is that I can come before God and say, Lord, whatever it is that is either helped me in the previous season of my life, I want to be accurate in this time. Because what has helped me in the previous season might hinder and hurt the work that God wants to do now through me in this new season. I cannot be a Moses that, you know, God comes and instructs me to speak to the rock and now I want to strike the rock because this is how God worked in a previous season.
Correct.
Guarding my heart, getting me on God's time zone and having me know what is it that God wants me to do now. The right thing at the wrong time can be wrong.
And with no return.
Absolutely. Mm. I tell people, I say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We know that joy is good. And we know that a merry heart comes and it expedites my healing. Joy is good. But try that at a funeral. Start laughing at a funeral. You'll see that it'll be out of place.
Yes.
The right thing, wrong time. That's why I need to search my heart in this time, especially as I go and I travel globally and we go to America. And it's two different extremes, you know, America
and culturally
together.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah?
But there's a hunger. There's a hunger after God. There's a hunger, a true hunger. And it is inspired. It is motivated by the thirst that I have and the salt and light that I have said yes to be in this now. I don't want to miss my moment.
Absolutely.
I want to do exactly what God wants me to do now and do that in my city or do it as he trusts me to be faithful in the things that he has called me to do in Cape Town, in Kraaifontein, in Brackenfell. And the Lord has trusted us to extend our reach, you know, and it's like we started out with small soup kitchens and now there's 10 that is ministering to different areas. There's rehabs that we have and we farm and we've got our school and we've got our baby saver that we have. But God comes and he says that even in doing the good, great things, search your heart, guard your heart, and make sure that the issues, that the life that springs from it is to where other people can come and drink. And therefore, I repeat and say,
I love that.
I can come and I say that I'm not going to try and implement or try and do what I did in the previous season. That might have helped me, but now getting on God's time zone, I need to come and get with God's agenda, with His motive, and search the motive of my heart, because I'm here to love God and to love people.
That is so profound, because what you're saying is, you know, we've got all these structures, we're doing all these things, and it's almost like a limitation to it, hey? Our carnal limitation to it.
Absolutely.
And then we ask for larger territory. But now we need the capacity of that. So we're actually needing to ask the Lord for the capacity to operate with what He's got, so there's no limits on that.
Absolutely.
So I just loved the other night when you shared, you know, about the no limits, that God, when we abide, He just takes us, and it just... It implodes and goes where it needs to go. So, you know, how have you been navigating that now when you went to Uganda? What was your experience there?
Because I'm one that, you know, I love one-on-one ministry.
Yes.
I love the groups. I love the people that we get to speak to. But being trusted in getting into somebody's house, being trusted in getting and allowed to on somebody's property or territory, you know, the Word
that
of God says...
Sure, that is... Trusting.
Yes. So we are trusted with that. And that's how I navigate. That is how I believe, you know, we as a church is navigating our next step. Because we can be so fixated on having
the numbers,
yes,
and the crowds.
And having the next step, you know, look a certain way. And to be perfect. But God just wants us to move. The other night, like I said, is, you know, it's like we get to a place, we cannot retreat, we cannot pull back. This is a time of pushing. This is a time where we need to come forth. We cannot just sit on the curb and be a viewer of the Word. We need to be doers of the Word.
Amen.
I can't just have my life pass me by. I need to engage. I need to do what God wants me to do now, because I want to be a do-something person.
Yes, and that is pushing forward. I love the fact about that we mustn't retreat when opposition comes and change comes. We also don't like change, and we want to pull back. We want to go back to what we're familiar with. So I really think you've touched on a good point there. But we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to listen to If God by John Ellis. But I just want to encourage you, family and friends, this is the time that we're really asking for your support. We ourselves are going into the same mission statement that Loftal has. They are pioneers for revival and the harvest, and we are sold out for the Lord, and we're just wanting salvation and people to come to know Him through our station. So I want to encourage you, please WhatsApp us on 0817291657, and our SOS the letters SOS and your name and the amount, and you will receive the banking details. And please consider it, dream, pray about it, and see what the Lord leads you to do. But we're going to listen, play out with John Ellis, If God, and we'll join you straight after this with Pastor Jaco Smits. Good afternoon. I hope you are snuggling up behind your nice your radio station, and we are going to be really addressing something wonderful today. We are speaking with Pastor Jaco Smits from Loftal, and he has got such a profound message for us this afternoon, and we want to encourage you just to stay tuned. We are live on Facebook right now. You can see our guests, and please join us, and we love to interact with you, and we just want to encourage you this afternoon that these are the times that we really have to guard our hearts. But, you know, Pastor Jaco mentioned beforehand about the relationship we have with the Lord is so vital in these times, as well as the fact that it is so important for us to be relational with our people, loving on them, you ended up saying loving God and loving people. We are living in those times. We're needing to love each other in these times. And there's such a, you know, a wonderful commandment that says you cannot love yourself if you, you know, you cannot love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. But at the same time, the Lord is the key. We need to seek Him ultimately, first and foremost. It says, seek Him with all your heart. And that is what we're talking about this afternoon. Where is your heart in this season of so many things happening around us that we're getting so downcast and so overloaded and worrying and stressing about the future? But God is in it. Pastor Jaco really encouraged us earlier on about the fact that he is in it with us right now. So, Pastor Jacob, please continue what the Lord has revealed to you in these times.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Especially, Renate, when we think and we speak about the heart. When the heart is pure, the vision is clear.
Amen.
And that's why the attack, and I think, I don't know if you've heard, but there's so many people that is either, you know, in this day suffering with heart conditions, and so many young men that, you know, has been physically attacked in their hearts. And it should shake us and wake us to what it is that spiritually we need to be, you know, whatever has your attention, you know, that's where faith grows. And so when the heart is pure, the vision is clear, loving God, loving people in the moment where they are. We have a strong belief that, you know, especially when it comes to loving God, loving people, how do we love God? By loving people. And how do, you know, it's like with that, loving people, how do we love people? By doing the word, by getting the word to them, by breaking it down and showing them that the word of God works for those who apply it. We need to work the word.
You have to work the word.
Yes, amen. We need to work the word. And one wants to think, you know, outside of the borders of South Africa, you want to think outside of the borders of maybe where you stay. But there's something that you can do. As we said, not just be a viewer of just having your life go by or having other people do great things. There's great things that you can do in your city. There's great things that you can do in your town. I'm talking about being the light. I'm talking loving God, loving people, getting actively involved to where you can not just declare that God loves people, but to show, demonstrate, not just in the declaration of the love of God for people, but the demonstration. And that is where we need to get our hands dirty. We need to get our hands there.
And our feet muddy.
Absolutely. We need to get it there. And it starts by just doing the little things that God has given you to do now and being faithful in it. It's not just the outside of the borders of South Africa, but even as you mentioned previously, just being a media missionary, getting and enabling others to do what you're desiring to do. When I make it happen for somebody else, God is going to make it happen for me as I invest in the lives of other people, as I invest and I'm there and I'm telling somebody else's child, somebody else's son, helping them to get out of addiction, helping them to be fed, helping them to experience the love of God. God is going to raise people to come, angels to come. He's going to raise them to come and be and show that same support to my family. And this is the time of the prodigals coming in.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes. And that should be our focus here, is the fact that we are needing to be absolutely reachable, but also approachable, because, you know, we separate ministry and we separate what we are doing. And that is our heartbeat as a radio station as well, is to go back into the communities, to be visible, to be where the feet are working, and bringing, you know, highlighting that. Because at the end of the day, we need to team up. You know, we can partner with another cause. And that is what we are really wanting to encourage people to understand. How can you partner with something? You know, you've got so many, you know, outreaches and so many things that you people do. How do we get involved? This is the time to step out, eh?
Absolutely.
Yes. So you were just sharing about, you know, that, you know, the projects that you people have.
And, you know, we know that it is a body at work and a family. God is always, and just to come and add on to, and just to join with you, especially with partnership. God has never created us to just do it by ourselves. He wants to show the world that he wants a team. He wants a family. And so I want to motivate people that want to get involved either, you know, with the things that we're doing or, you know, with the things that you're doing and the things that's going on within the community. We are situated outside in Bloemfontein. That's one of our care points that we facilitate most of our programs from. And we, you know, some people come and they say that it is a project. We see it as a tool of evangelism. We see it as,
and I know you're doing a phenomenal work there.
So that's our care point. And we also, you know, it's in Brackenfell, and then God has trusted. And this is just how I've seen the faithfulness of God, or the fruitfulness that is being unleashed when I'm faithful here. You know, I cannot expect to be fruitful there if I'm not faithful here. That's cannot true. Be expected to be fruitful outside of the borders if I'm not, you know, faithful at my hometown, in my home, shining that light. And that's why with God just extending our reach into China, into Russia, into Beaufort West locally, and Oudtshoorn, and then surrounding areas in the Western Cape, I want to motivate people to be a do-something people. Get involved in the community that you stay in. Come and be involved here at the radio station in whichever form it's needed, even if it's financial support. And, yes, you know, you've got a...
And lots of prayer.
Yes, and lots of prayer. You've got a big mandate, you know, and a big vision. And again, I say, if the heart is pure, the vision is clear. And we come, we join forces. And that's what we've seen. Just do what God has placed in front of you. Sometimes we want to focus on the big things, but it starts with just the little things, being faithful in it. I cannot be fruitful there if I'm not faithful here.
And the Lord obviously trusts us in that. You know, he expects us to be good stewards of what he entrusts us with first and foremost. And I've seen over the years what you will have achieved, even though I remember from many years ago with a revival and a whole lot of things that you were involved with, the fact that you were just ready to put up your hand and say, we're going to give this a try and go and do it. And really, family and friends, I really want to encourage you to go and see what you can do in your communities, in your area. Just step out. Just step out. It's worth it. You know, we are conduits of God's Absolutely. Goodness and glory. So when he fills us up, he loads us again. As we give out of ourselves, he again just pours into us so that he gives us the strength. You mentioned that early on, that God gives you people the strength to do this. So we just want to encourage you out there. Whatever touches your heart, I really would like to really ask the Lord how to unction you to function in the world today. You know? So Pastor Yaku, we're going to talk about this straight after we've played out with Humble King. I mean, really, that is just the condition of our hearts. Are we pure? Are we sanctified? Are we holy? And I love the fact that you said about, is our if our hearts are pure and clean, our minds and our actions will be pure, and that will just not stop the way of the Lord hindering us in any way. So I just want to encourage you to please keep the gospel message alive. Our treasured Christian community station needs your help to sustain its important work. Your donation ensures we keep sharing God's word, enriching our local communities. Let's unite to support our station and preserve the airways of hope and love. Donate today and illuminate the path that keeps our station strong. WhatsApp to 081-729-1657, SOS your name and the amount, and you will receive the banking details. If it's the first time that you send a message to our line, you will receive a copy declaration, so please stick to the rules, so that Cape Pulpit can comply with the legislation. And then make your donations easier with different platforms, PayFast, SnapScan, Apple Pay, and many more. And I really want to encourage you, you can SMS to 37988 as well, and we will do exactly the same for you, SOS, and your name, as well as the amount. So I just want to encourage you, family and friends, join hands with us as we are able to keep amazing guests like this coming into the studios with us. So we're going to play out now with Humble King, Brenton Brown. Hallelujah, that was Humble King. Can you believe it? The story about being the heart, the same as Jesus. And we have just been sharing about the heart of Jesus in this last couple of minutes on air. And Pastor Yaku has just nailed it as far as I'm concerned when it comes to understanding the Father heart of God in these times. So that is what we need to seek in these times, is his heart. And how are we going to navigate our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls in these times? So, Pastor, please tell us what we can do and how can we really actually take it and say, we can do this.
I think it's definitely going to be a step of faith. And that's why the heart's so important. You know, as Mark 11 comes in, speaks of how to receive, you know, those things that we are trusting God for, comes and says that we need to believe that we receive. And we believe, or we receive with the heart first, your heart becomes a willing womb to give birth to what God has said. And, you know, just preparing for the segment here also, it being rise, you need to get off the curb. And like we have now named it a couple of times, where people need to engage, they need to not retract, not pull back, but push. And I know we have said that it's either pray until something happens or persevere until something happens. Yes. And I want to come and I want to motivate those that's listening in this moment, especially have this be an hour where seed falls into your heart. It comes and it springs forth and it brings life. And, you know, I want to just take the word RISE as an acronym, and I want to just boldly declare over the Western Cape and say, remember to pray for our nation. You know, also remember to pray for the radio station, because this is allowing the message of the gospel and the good news, you know, the Evangelion, to go out. And basically it's announcing to others that is in seek of good, warm, fresh bread where to find it. And that's what the good news should be. So RISE, remember to pray. I stands for the inspire to, others to join in prayer. So go to your neighbor, go to whoever it is that is in need currently, and tell them, let's not be need-minded. Let's sow a seed either into the station or where, you know, you can get involved in. Yes, get involved. And then stand firm in faith. And then the E, to embrace the call. Each one listening, know that you've been called by God to love Him. There's a mandate. We need to reach out. There's a message that has to be presented to others, and that is a message of love, the love of God that covers, the love of Jesus. He comes, and a loving Father shows us how much He cares, how much He loves, and that is what we as true ambassadors of heaven should do in this time. That's why the heart is under attack. We want to be, you know, maybe stuck somewhere in something that has happened. And I'm speaking to ministers and pastors and people that has been faithful in the little things for a long while.
Yes.
And now has found themselves maybe discouraged, or maybe you
Doing
search
art.
Your heart. Yes, search your heart, and you find that there's certain offenses that is blocking the flow.
Yes.
Get back into the flow of God. Get back into faith and know that God wants to move mountains. You have been called for a time such as this.
Yes, Lord, yes. So, Pastor, can you maybe just pray for us in this, you know, just give us just a prayer of encouragement, just as you, as the Lord leads. We really need to be prayed on and loved on. And I know a lot of people out there are broken and wounded and really need to know that the Lord loves them in this time.
Absolutely. And I'm going to pray for each one that's finding themselves in a tight spot. Lord, I come and I pray those that is hearing my voice and maybe listening to this at a later time. God, I thank you that the love that we find in Abba, as we breathe and we use your name, God, as we inhale and exhale, we use your name, God, to come and proclaim. And we thank you that it's your love which is perfect, that comes and it drives out, casts out all fear that maybe is keeping people bound in yesterday and not having them see the conditions of their own heart. But I thank you, God, that you love us to wholeness. So I refuse to remain in a state of being hurting and in a state of just helpless. No, Hebrews comes and it says that I can boldly confess that the Lord is my helper, and I pray that you that is their helper now comes and rises in this situation as they listen to this program, and they rise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, was that not encouraging? And I just want to thank you so much for what you've shared with us this afternoon. It's been a nugget of real wisdom and knowledge that's come over the years with your experience of being in the body of Christ. May the Lord just continuously bless you on your travels as well. May the Lord just use you mightily, touching many lives as you go into, you said USA now, and may you and your team just flourish and be mighty, mighty men of God and women that are just going to go and do great things for the kingdom of God. And I just want to encourage you, family and friends out there, just go and do what you need to do. I really want you to search your hearts and say, you know, what haven't I done yet? The Lord sometimes is not worried about what we've done. He just worries about what we haven't done, maybe. And this is the opportunity. Just go and dig deep, make the time, take a couple of hours off the telly and go and do something good, and that you just know that God can use you mightily. Surrender to Him now and just ask Him to use you in this time. So I just want to encourage you, family and friends. We are going to play out with "Jesus Still Loves Me." Is that not incredible? But at the end of the day, I just want you to join us. We're needing to collect 1.4 million. That is our target to stay on air right now. And I know that you'll be touched and that you'll be wanting to come as media partners with us and media missionaries. As we can go places where nobody else can go, we can be the call, the voice at 3 o'clock in the morning when somebody's hurting and lonely. And we can be the one that can go into a prison cell. And we are the one that can go into a paraplegic home. As the only voice that they hear and company that they have. So I want you to please keep us. We are wanting to declare Jesus Christ in this time. So we want to encourage you to join us as we are really asking you for your support. And please just WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657, SOS, your name and the amount, and we will send you the banking details. But thank you for being with me on Rise this afternoon, and thank you, Pastor Yaku, for being with us this afternoon. You've been such a valued, added value to my program.
Thank you so much for having me. If anybody wants to see what we're doing in our community,
yes,
please go and just see. Facebook is one of the greatest access at the moment.
Yes,
Loftel.com and Loftel Community Projects. And also you can search our website and also email us at info@loftel.com if you need more information.
And go and visit them. They are on fire for the Lord. They have such a wonderful, beautiful, loving community. And so, yes, we will see you next week. Be safe. Take care in this weather. Be cautious. Be cautious and stick to the rules. And if you don't need to be out there, be careful and take care with and look after yourself. And we will see you next time, next week, same time, same place. And goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.